Now we can return to news items. As we've just had the resumption of the football season, we'll have a bit of sport. First, the report of the first two games of the season for Norwich City, a loss to Oxford and a win in the Carabao Cup. Then, news of the end of the long-standing ownership of the club by Delia and Michael, as they begin the gradual handover to a relatively new investor, Mark Atanasio. Sky Sports are also holding a football fan survey, and there is a new sports park destined for Heatherset. Norwich City's transition to a new approach is no excuse for their opening day no-show against Oxford United for Jack Stacey. The Canaries were comfortably beaten by the Championship newcomers at the Kassam Stadium in an error-strewn performance that has left Johannes Hofthorup with plenty to ponder. A struggle to progress the ball from deep, coupled with issues at both ends of the pitch, allowed Oxford to exploit their vulnerabilities and left City looking disjointed. Although their new style of play was always going to require patience, Stacey admitted they wanted to show more green shoots than was the case on Saturday lunchtime. Disappointing result. Disappointing performance as well, Stacey said. We know it's a transition period and that we're a work in progress at the minute, but we wanted to be further ahead than what we've shown today.
Norwich City recorded their first win, courtesy of a dramatic 4-3 Carabao Cup victory over League One Stevenage. If Saturday's opening day defeat to Oxford United was a false start, there were green shoots visible in the form of the expertly crafted goals converted by the Canaries throughout this contest. Abu Kamara, with his first senior goal for City, tapped in the first after good work from the excellent Amankwa Forson, before Borja Sain's cross was met by Anel Hernandez to tap in. Stevenage were level soon after, when Charlie Goode was allowed to waltz in unchallenged at the far post to guide a header past George Long. Brad Hill's late goal made it nervy, but City saw out the win to book their place in the second round draw.
Mark Atanasio's Norfolk Holdings Group have agreed a deal to take majority control of Norwich City from Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones. The two parties are both currently joint majority shareholders after Norfolk Holdings shares increased to more than 40% in April, but a club statement has confirmed that they could become sole majority shareholders subject to a Rule 9 waiver by the Takeover Panel and subsequent approval from the club's independent shareholders. It means that, if those shareholders agree to the waiver, Atanasio's £59 million worth of loans could be converted into shares, and his group would own 85% of the club, with Smith and Wynne-Jones shareholding decreasing to 10% from March 1, 2025. Either party could then trigger the agreement, meaning the couple would step down from their roles on the board after 27 years, instead becoming honorary life presidents. Atanasio, Zoe Webber and Delia's nephew Tom Smith will remain on the board, while the American's close associate Richard Resler has been added to it. The remaining 5% of the shares will be owned by the independent shareholders, the largest of which are the supporters group, the Canaries Trust.
A Norwich City fan is stepping into the spotlight as part of a Sky Sports campaign, capturing the hopes and dreams of football supporters ahead of the new season. Sky Sports research reveals that Norwich City fans are entering the season with mixed feelings, with only 43% expressing optimism, a figure below the national average of 65%. The campaign, which showcases fans' stories across Sky's social media platforms, taps into the wide range of emotions that football evokes. According to research, Norwich supporters feel excitement, 52%, anticipation, 38%, and hope, 37%, as the season approaches. The sport also brings happiness to 11% of fans and a sense of community to 26%. 1 in 20 supporters, 5%, believe football is the most important thing in their life, even when compared to their family members, work, or chances of romance.
Plans to transform empty land into a sports park and allotments in a village near Norwich have been given the green light. Housing developers Persimmon and Taylor Wimpey have had plans to develop the empty land in Heatherset, close to 1,000 home development approved by the South Norfolk District Council. The proposed site for the work will border Colney Lane, with the start of the Persimmon and Taylor Wimpey development on its western border. The plans include a huge sports park, a football pitch, allotments and car parking.
It's time for our first feature. We've carried stories in previous editions of the demolition of the very noticeable structure that was the Marsh Building on the corner of Queen's Road and St Stephen's. In his regular nostalgia column, Derek James visits the history of the site. His article is read by Ian Robertson.